I want you to please listen. Of everything you do, the word of God is the most important thing for you. The motions of going to New Year, going to Old Year, in eternity, there's no time. This thing we're talking about transcends time, transcends years, transcends everything. This is what will make you successful. This is what will make you, every year we produce for you. It's important that you listen to what God has to say. Amen? The most important thing I tell people is what God has to say. It's not what anybody has to say. So I'd rather that I hear God than that I get emotional and I don't hear God and I'm celebrating. The only thing you celebrate is what God has given you. Praise the Lord. So I want you to really be wise and listen. It will help you. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and his work today. You know, as we go into 2017, it will be important for us to understand the things that work and the things that do not work. One of the things that will never work, has never worked, is doing things by your flesh. The Bible said that the flesh profits what? Nothing. If you go into 2017 still following your flesh, it will still be wasted time. The only thing that matters is what God has done. The thing that has most value, the thing that has most effect, that lasts long and stands the test of time and challenges is what God has done. The only thing that has most value, has most effect, and stands any challenge at all, and lasts, is what God has done. Now, if you know that, the scripture tells us in Psalm 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor what? In vain that build. Don't labor in vain, 2017, I'm begging you. That's where a lot of people are. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it up, but in vain. Our Lord Jesus said it is the Spirit that gives life, that produces reality. It's the Spirit that produces reality. The emphasis of the New Testament, and the church, you better go back to the Bible and read the Bible very well. We should emphasize what the Bible emphasizes for us. The emphasis of the New Testament is on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the church. In fact, the emphasis is mostly on Jesus Christ, the focus, and then the Holy Spirit. Any church or any group focusing on Moses and his law, they are wasting their time. The emphasis of the Holy Spirit, the emphasis of the New Testament is on Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus is the theme of the Bible. Because somebody said, we have found he that Moses and the prophets what? Wrote about. And Jesus said, you read the scriptures, you think he gives you life, but the scripture talks about me. So the emphasis of the New Testament is our Lord Jesus Christ, the work he accomplished for mankind through his life, through his death on the cross. Some people stop at the cross. Through his burial, through his resurrection and his ascension to heaven. All of these things accomplish mighty work for mankind. The Bible said if Christ did not rise, even though he died, that all of us will remain what? In our sin. So his resurrection is very critical. His ascension to heaven, where the Bible says he entered into before the throne of God to obtain an eternal redemption for us. That work was accomplished when he obtained that eternal redemption. That's when the Father said, you can sit down at my what? Right. When he said it is finished, he brought the Old Testament priesthood to an end. What he brought to an end was the Old Testament what? Priesthood. Because when he said that the curtain in the temple that where the priests used to minister ripped and prone, which means God has no need of that priesthood anymore. God was instituting a new priesthood. But the work was not done because he needed to be buried. He needed to rise because if he didn't rise, Then we are for men most what? Miserable. And if he didn't go to heaven to obtain an eternal redemption for us, the thing was not finished. That was when Mary wanted to touch him. He said, don't touch me, I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm still going to the Father. So when the job was done, was when God, the judge of everything, says, it is finished now. You can sit down at my right what? Hand. So the emphasis of the New Testament is on these things that Jesus did for us. And then the Holy Spirit and the work he came to accomplish. And you can put the work of the Holy Spirit into four main subheadings. Number one is to reveal Jesus Christ to mankind so that mankind can believe in him. Jesus said, flesh and blood does not reveal me to what? To anybody. There is no pastor. Listen to me. There is no human being who can reveal Jesus to you. Jesus said, nobody knows the Son except who? The Father. And when Peter identified him, he said, Peter, flesh and blood did not do this. It is my Father in heaven that did this to you. The Bible calls him a mystery. Jesus said, mystery. Praise the Lord. He has to be revealed to you. And only the Holy Spirit can reveal Jesus to anybody. Only God, through his Spirit, can do that. So he came to reveal Christ to mankind so that we can believe in him. And he also came to make real all this work that Jesus accomplished on the cross. He came to make it real, to bring it into reality in the life of those that believe it. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Then he came to guide us in our daily life so that we'll be in the will of God, so that we can follow what God is doing for us. Because the Bible says, no man knows the mind of somebody except the Spirit that is in him. In the same way, nobody knows the mind of God except the Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit that came to guide us into all truth, into all the will of God. And this guidance is so important. Number four, he came to endue us with power through the baptism of what? The Holy Spirit. Now, if you read your Bible well, you will find that the early church attached serious importance to all these things. Every single time they had a new church starting, new believers, the first thing you see them do, they send somebody so that they be baptized, what? The Holy Spirit. It was so important to them. It was so, as soon as people got saved, the next thing they are getting them to do is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Paul made these people Ephesians. He said, have you received the Holy Spirit since what? You believe. Wait, was it in Ephesus? Ephesus, yeah. Ephesian Christians, right? You don't know. Acts 19. So it was so important to them. The emphasis of the early church is not the emphasis of present-day church. Present-day church focuses on Satan. I don't know where anybody read this in the Bible. Why did the Bible say those that know Satan they shall be strong and do exploits? And focus on Satan. Is he your savior? The Bible says those that know their God. It's not those Satan. Satan is defeated, it's under our feet, permanently destroyed. He is eternally, irrecoverable, defeated. When I write to people, when I write about devil, I write defeated devil. That's the title I give him. And I don't start his name with capital D. Because it's under my feet. The church should rise and be where God put them. Amen. Devil is not your equal. You are bigger than him. Can I hear amen? Amen. When you run, he runs. Because there's somebody in you. There's an authority you have. To trample upon serpents and what? Scorpions. That's not negotiable. It's not negotiable. It is sealed and delivered to you by God himself. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
So, but we're going to deal with these two things. Just two of them because of time. And over time, I'll be dealing with some more of them. The guidance of the Holy Spirit, which he came to give us. This is so crucial that the Bible says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, and you see that our Lord Jesus Christ modeled this guidance as the way he lived his life, the way he was God. But he modeled it for us. Look at John chapter 5, 16. So the Jewish leaders began harassing Jesus for breaking the Sabbath rules. 17, but Jesus replied, my Father is always working, and so I am. 18, John chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, for he had not only broke the what? Sabbath, but also said that God was what? His Father, making himself equal with God. Now, verse 19. Watch this verse 19 now. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you. Yeah, what he's telling them is everything I say and do is what I see my Father do. So most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. Brethren, do you see a pattern here? The Son can do nothing. Doesn't attempt to do anything. Doesn't make an effort to do it, except what he sees the Father what? Do. What he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also what? Does in like manner. In verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him how many things? All things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Praise the Lord. So you see the pattern of his life was that he was led. It was the Spirit of his Father that was leading him. So when they were criticizing, he said, everything you see me do is what my Father is doing. So I can't be wrong. What it does, said the Son can do nothing of himself. And he turned around and said to you and to me, without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. And he explained it in John chapter 14, verse 10. Don't you believe that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you are not mine, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. This is the standard life of a Christian. For except the Lord builds, those that are building are what? Building in vain. And I want you to listen to me. This is the real source of our problem, if we can be honest. So we ignore this guidance of the Holy Spirit in our decisions. We plan businesses. We plan we plan church programs. We don't even consult him whether he wants what? Those programs. We have taken over. We don't think his guidance is important. And yet he warned us, without me you can do. But we push him aside and then we're planning. And we say, this looks good. Then that looks good. And this one looks good. And he says, hey, except the Lord. Yes. This is where we have problem. Church, don't try that 2017. You've been doing that. You are running into real problem. A real believer who knows that he can do nothing of himself needs not to be told now that every important thing he has to do, he needs to seek God until he knows what the Father is doing so he can do the same. We need to. We don't have the luxury of choice, because except the Lord builds. What the castle I'm building, is it the Lord? We have ambitions. We don't live by ambitions. We live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the Christian shall live by every word that proceeded what? Out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. Ambition is something you dreamt up. You know, America, they say you dream it, you do it. We don't dream it and do it. We watch the Father do it and we do it. Can I hear amen? Look at Lazarus. When Jesus went to Lazarus, now, a certain man named Lazarus, that is John chapter 11, 1, we read it before. A certain man named Lazarus was ill. He was of Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. The Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was now sick. Verse 3. So the sisters went to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is what? Sick. Now, if you come and tell me that somebody I love is sick, what do you think I would do? Come on, talk to me. I'll get up and go. Especially if I have the power. And they put the word just to make Jesus understand what we're talking about. It is the man you love. He didn't go. Because he says, I don't do anything on my own. I don't follow emotions. It's what I see my father do. It's what I do. And my father is not moving. I'm not moving. I'm led of his spirit. So when they said that, verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So he knew what the Father was going to do. Then now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. May he love the entire family. Then verse 7. Move fast with me. Then after this, he said to the cut off somewhere. Verse 6. Therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. Talk to me. How can that be? I mean, this is the family you love. And they tell you this man is sick. And you stay 2 more days. Now, if people hear it, they will be saying, this pastor is wicked. Did you hear what he did? He didn't even visit that man. Ah, he goes there to eat all the time. Because Jesus was stopping by there all the time. I'm trying to show you something. The Bible said, lean not unto your own. In all your ways, he is the one that brings it to pass. You don't bring it to pass. I'm telling you the truth. That's a deceit of the mind. I told you on Sunday that the heart of man is desperately what? Wicked and deceitful. It would deceive you to think you can handle it. He will talk you out of being patient until you know what God wants to do. He will hurry you. People will come and talk you out of waiting for God. But the Bible says, in all your ways, do what? Acknowledge. Do not lean onto your own understanding. Do not be wise in your own eyes. But we do. We do. He told us there is a way that seemeth right in the eyes of men, but the end thereof is what? Word of death. But we do. We follow that way that seems right. We have a lot of unbelieving believers who don't care about the Holy Spirit who come and tell you, blah, 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 I'm a Christian too. But the scripture told us there's the one that knows the end from the beginning. And the Bible says there's this one that's met right, but the end is death. So why don't you follow the one that knows the end from? No. He said, no. Bro, you don't understand what the market is saying. You remember Paul? Paul said to them, it looks like we're going to run into severe weather. And they said, no, the weather is beautiful. Read your Bible. They said the weather is beautiful. We can't stay. Let's take advantage. This is beautiful weather. All the weather people had forecast, it was wonderful. They sailed. It wasn't too long. They ran into storm. God saw that storm. Weather people didn't see. He knows the end. He knows where that thing is leading you. He knows the traps there in 5 years to come. He knows that thing will fail in 10 years to come. He knows everything. But you didn't consult him. And God is a gentle. He's so gentle. If you don't consult him, he will leave you alone. Are you following me? If you are following me, say amen. Amen. Verse 7. Then after that interval, he said to his disciples, let us go back again to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews only recently were intending, I'm trying to stone you. Okay. I'm reading New Living Translation. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you. But the disciples objected, Rabbi, they said, only a few days ago, the people in Judea were trying to stone you. Are you going there again? I want you to see that you cannot use your wisdom if you want to follow God. In human wisdom, why should you go back to where they wanted to stone him? It made no sense. But he was teaching something here. Jesus replied, there are 12 days of daylight every day now. During the day, people can walk safely. See what he's telling them? I am walking by divine guidance. That's light. If you walk by his guidance, you can't falter. You can't make a mistake. But if you walk by your own wisdom, you walk in darkness. That's what he's teaching. Church, if I can talk you out of that, that's a major achievement. Because a lot of us don't think that this is important. And I'm telling you, this is why people are stuck. This is why people are struggling. Because who told you to go? You started it. But you now, you're fasting for God to come and... No, God doesn't finish what he doesn't start. What he finishes is what he started. But you won't let him start. So Jesus said, there are 12 hours of daylight every day. During the day, people can walk safely now. They can see because they have the light of the world. Now, he said, I have the light of God. I hear what he said. I know where my father is headed. I know what he wants to do. So I can't stumble. I can't follow your reasoning. It looks dangerous to you. But if my father is going, that is the safest place to be. Praise the Lord. But at night, there is danger of stumbling because they have no light. You can't walk in darkness of human wisdom. Human wisdom will make you comfortable. Will make you comfortable because you have crunched your numbers and it adds up. Praise the Lord. I had a pastor that called me one time from Kenya. I said, Pastor, you know, he's a big guy. He's just working in this corporation. So they moved him to Kenya. He called me. He said, Pastor, you know, I used to pastor him. So he said, he's a pastor now. He said, Pastor, I'm in Kenya now. I want to start a church. I said, who told you to start? Why did you get this idea? Who told you? He said, Pastor, but you know, church planter. I said, yes, who told you? Who gave you the instruction? They said to Jesus, come and make peace. Come and settle my brother and I. We are quarreling. Say, who made me a judge? Then? Why should I come? But he's the one that preached, blessed are the peace. But when it was time to make peace, he said, I wasn't assigned to that. I'm not coming. Because my father didn't assign me there. I told the young man, I said, don't start that church. And I called him again. I said, you know what you need to do? I said, this is what I said the Lord wants you to do. Go to the church and serve. Don't even tell them you're a pastor. With all this, you're a big man. You're a manager in Africa. Go there and serve. Carry cheer. Don't tell them you're a pastor. Serve like a servant. I told you. Does it make sense? This is a regional manager of a big corporation. So he did that. He went and was serving. Listen to me, brethren. He was carrying cheer, sweeping the church, doing everything. He did not know that the big guy of Coca-Cola was coming there too. He didn't know. And after some time, the man calls him by the side. He said, I'm the African manager of Coca-Cola or whatever. He said, they are moving me to a higher office. I want you to replace me. He said, why should I replace you? He said, I've been watching you in this church. You carry chair, you sweep church. You are the type of person I want. He didn't know he was doing interview, job interview. He had no idea. And today, he's the big guy of Coca-Cola in 50-something countries. And now, a senior pastor of a big church. Praise the Lord. There's a way that simulates what? Yeah. Don't follow it. Follow the one that knows the end. The Lord knows the way to the way that... All I have to do is to... I'm telling you the truth. This temptation is too strong for people to be patient and take time and see God. I can tell you stories upon stories of experience I've had in this area. So what is wisdom in planting something that will be uprooted? What is the wisdom? Matthew 15:13. Matthew 15. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be what? Rooted up. So what's the use? It's foolishness to plant what you know will be rooted up. It doesn't add up at all. We need to plant what can stay. We need to what? Are you listening to me? You need to plant what can stay. You need to plant what can stay. That is Matthew 7:24. Matthew 7:24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of my instructions, listens to my teachings and follow. Whoever heareth these sayings of my instructions and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house, what? On a rock. Cannot be uprooted. That's why Jesus was telling them, he said, when you walk in the light, you can't stumble. Nothing can take you down. Because I see what my Father is doing, and I'm following him. Because if it's the Lord building, it cannot be in vain. And nobody can uproot what God has planted. That's what the scripture means by when God opens a door. No, when you go and open a door, they will close it. They'll close many. And you see, he says it's devil. Yeah, that's why the devil could close it. Because you opened it. But if God opens it, no devil on earth can close it. Because he will defend his stuff. Can I hear amen? Amen. God will defend his stuff. Can you imagine anybody stopping God? It's unstoppable. Nobody does that. It's impossible. If he moves, even the sea saw God and ran away. Nothing could stop him where he was leading Israel. Moses was crying. He said, Moses, why are you crying? Stretch forth your hand, I'm leading. The Bible said the sea saw God and ran. He said, mountains, why are you shaking? Because of the presence of the Almighty God. When God is in front, and when God is leading, when God is doing that thing, everything bows to his glory. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Besides him, there's no other God. There's no wisdom in trying to do stuff on our own. Brethren, this is where our trouble comes from. A lot of it. Yep. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember I was writing something about our new church, And my office, the Lord said to me, who told you to write those things? I said, Lord, yeah, that's true. See, he didn't even bother to ask me. You didn't even bother. So I stopped everything. I said, Lord, part B. And I have a few more minutes to give you this. Did you get what I'm saying? You want to prosper? Let God lead you. It's in your own interest. He knows the trap of the fowler. He knows 10 years. He knows 5 years. He knows everything. Let me tell you. When God said we should come to this country, my wife could not stand cold. I will tell you this. Her people can't take her back. She has 4 children now. It's too late. It's too late. We are glued together. In fact, not even death will separate us anymore. We are going together. We are going to be there in heaven together. The same mansion. She's going nowhere, both of us. She used to, when you talk of cold, she'll get sick. And the Lord said, go. I'm trying to tell you something here, brethren. You don't beg God to do miracles. You don't beg him. You don't beg him. This is what he does all the time. So we said, this is winter. She is cold in Africa. It's a problem. Now we're going to the home of cold. And this was winter. Listen to me. We got into the aircraft. And when you get into the aircraft, it gets cold a little bit. Do you know within a few minutes, my wife nudged me and said, God healed me. I said, really? He said, yeah. See, today, no more problem with COVID. No more. In that aircraft, he ignored me. He said, God healed me. He said, this thing, what? He said, I'm okay. In fact, my bedroom, we don't always turn off the AC. The AC is on most of the time. Because now if you put heat, you say, precoce me. I don't want heat, it's too much. So it's the reverse now. Why? God was in it. God was the one going. He's the one sending. He was one going before you. He's one guiding the way. He's the one opening the door. And not even cold sickness could close that door. Nothing can close it. Nothing, I'm telling you. All these things we do, we think we know too much. Think we are smart enough. Think we, take time and pray. No. Okay. I say a word is enough what? For the word. All the people choosing to be doctor, to be engineer, who told you? Let me speak some English. Who told you? I want to be engineer. Did God want you to be engineer? Did you even go to God and say, Lord, what are you doing in my life? I want to know so that I'll follow you and do it. That's where frustration comes. Because you are calculating how much they pay. And your parents are pushing you. So your mother can go and say, hey, you know, my daughter is a doctor too. If I didn't know Kenneth, my first son, he's also an engineer. He's working with NEPA. So that's how there is to all that kind of thing. Vainglory, totally vainglory. Listen to me, it is useless glory. It makes you so proud, you lose some more. It's vainglory, it's nonsense. And it doesn't influence any life positively at all. God doesn't use it to do anything useful. Whatever God doesn't use is useless. That's all. And so you start calculating. Kenneth will be the house. You know, he's a doctor now. Nah, I haven't sent money. All your aid mates are built, and you're a doctor. Send now. Nah. I sit down. Brethren, I've seen people didn't even go to school. But God has prospered them. Your prosperity is to be in the center of what God is doing. It is called good success. It is called what? Good success. God will not do what will last even after your lifetime. I keep saying it. This thing you're pushing your children, go and be this, be that. They do that. When they are old and gone, that's the end. Everything a man builds has an end. But if it's God, it's eternal. Go and see when God blesses a man. Watch his children after him. The Bible says, go and watch the righteous and watch his children after him. When the man is gone, the people are still chopping from the blessing. The blessing is not for your, it will exceed your lifetime. Because when God does a thing, it's not a small thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, I said, praise the Lord. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Even when I was not a Christian, I had common sense to go to God and say, show me my wife. I said, no, if I make mistake, I blame you. Show me my wife. And I told God, I said, I don't know you. I said, I don't know you. I said, I'm not lying, I don't know you. But you started marriage. So I want to know who you want me to marry. He showed me. The first time in my life, I saw a vision. I'm not kidding you. I saw my wife. This is my beautiful wife. That's my baby, man. My baby. Dimle Abomoyoyo. My wife is the most beautiful woman on earth. That's not that. I prayed and God showed me. I'm not kidding you. First time I saw vision, and God showed me, and look at what God is doing today. Look at what God is doing today. Today, no, we don't want to hear God. Do you see her leg? Ah! Man. What's up, man? That is scorpion. Oh, I'm warning you now. That is scorpion. honey will last only 1 month. Then the bee will come out. Bam on your nose. That's why the bee will come. Bam on your nose. I said, Pastor, hello. Yeah, Pastor. Hello, Pastor, please, I need to see you. No, you don't have to see me. You should have seen God at the beginning. We are laughing, but this is serious. You know you can avoid these things. All you need to do is to convince yourself that except the Lord builds, I can't. If they give, that's what one brother told me, said, my wife, they say she's not fashionable. I told them, leave her for me. That's the one God gave me. And I'm satisfied. Just leave her in my house. I'm so, leave her. God will lead you to besides what? Still waters. And green. Remove frustration. You don't have to be frustrated. Remove frustration. You need to be flourishing. You need to be flourishing. Let God be your guide, your strength, and let God be with you. Forget about the world. They think they know too much. But I want you to, can't you even see what is happening? Look for yourself. So this because of midlife crisis, 40-something years, when you get to 40s, 50s, they think, crisis! Because God was not there in the beginning. You don't want that kind of thing. So 2017, we're all going to prosper. Amen. But the Lord has to lead you. Amen? Amen? Now, the second part of this truth, I may not finish it. I'll just give it to you this small. I can't. Tomorrow, I'll get into healing. The second part of it is that the Holy Spirit came to reveal to us that the works that Jesus accomplished and to make it manifest. He said he will take of mine and show it to you. All that Jesus accomplished on the cross by his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, he came to reveal it, teach us, and make it a reality in your life. And let me say something. All these works that Jesus accomplished, you can't do them. Nobody can do them. No angel can do them. You can't reproduce it. You can't duplicate it. It's impossible. Trying to do them is worse all. Again, this is where Christians get into trouble. Because they want to duplicate it. And then they have challenges. Character challenges. In church, nobody knows. But only those close to them know that there's a problem. And they're carrying it 10 years, 15 years. The struggle with it is going nowhere. I once said it. I said, make sure you are free indeed. If the church has set you free, make sure you are free. Stop covering stuff. Tomorrow, somebody discovers it. He says, I thought this man was that. No. That I have been hiding that thing. You only got too close to find it out. There are a lot of things Christians grapple with. They don't want anybody to know. A lot of secret things that we do, we don't want people to know. And we are so, some people is pornography. Even sitting here. Pornography. Some people are struggling with substances. Some people is emotional issues. They get angry here. The whole house is on fire. Some people is bad mountain. They can't stop talking evil of people. Gossiping. You won't know. Church, Sunday morning, we dress like angels. When you live with the person, even 1 week, you won't find out because you'll still be hiding it. But one day, the thing will explode. And you're like, my God, is this? Whoa. We should be free indeed, brethren. Christianity is not a made-up story. It is real. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. All these things that Jesus accomplished for us, we don't want to, you can't do them. I can't do them. Only him can do them. And he did them. And he did it for us. So we come and enjoy them. For instance, can you set yourself free? You think after they told you you got to be holy, then you go home and try to be free. You can't be free that way. Because you can't produce it. Because except the Son set you free, you're not free. Only the Son can set us free. And he did that already. You can't produce your own redemption. He said, this thing I'm doing, I'm going to stop. You can't. If you can stop, why didn't you stop longest time? Don't you know it's evil? If you know now. But you couldn't stop it. Couldn't stop it. Can I hear amen? Amen? You can't produce your own righteousness. It's not a man. Righteousness is of God. Holiness is of God. The power belongs to God. Can't produce them. So Jesus accomplished. But the only way you can have the Holy Spirit manifest this in your life is you got to believe it. You got to what? Believe it. When you believe it, he makes it real in your life. And that's why people come and say, Pastor, the devil is after me. I say, do you believe the truth? Do you even know the truth? The scripture says you shall know the truth. And then, yeah, you don't know the truth. You don't believe it. How do you expect that the thing will work? When they are teaching it, did you go to Bible study? You are not there now. Again, you follow your own mind. The heart of man, very deceitful. It convinces you don't need that teaching. And then you are doing business plan around all over the place. And God said, come and sit down. Let me give you wisdom. The principal thing that will give you crown of glory, you didn't come. You didn't come. Because you are wiser than God. Who said, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. No, God, you don't know what you're talking about. I don't need that Bible study, God. I said, okay. You don't need my word. That's not what I can do. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hebrews 4:2. I'll give you a few more scriptures and I'm done. Hebrews 4:2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. The word preached, what? Come on, church, what? Come on, church, what? Why did it not profit them? Not being mixed with faith in them, they had it. Go to Mark 6:5. And he could there do no mighty work. He couldn't do any mighty work. So he still can't do any mighty work in your life. Why? He could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. Why was it that he couldn't do mighty work? The next verse. And he marveled because of their what? Yes, he can't do any mighty work in my life and your life if we don't believe him. It's only those that believe that all things become possible. All things can be possible when you don't believe the word. And I'm not talking of mental, Pastor, I believe it. If you believe it, let me see the work now, because the Bible says faith without work is what? If there's no work, you don't believe nothing. And that will drive you to your knees and go to God and say, open my eyes of understanding. Because God has to reveal these things to you. This is not biology. Redemption is not biology talk. It's spiritual talk. The Bible says it is spiritually discerned. The carnal man can't understand it. When you say God gave you righteousness, all the carnal people are angry. Yet it's all over the Bible. Except God, what? You will realize that when God says there is none righteous, no, it includes you. That will drive you to your knee. When you pray like David, you say, open my eyes, open down my eyes that I behold wondrous things in your world. That's when you begin to understand these things. Otherwise, you'll be arguing. I told him, I said, do you know Christians? They don't preach sin here. Preach sin there. But if you leave the church, go away. I'm not your babysitter. It's only children you follow around. I say, don't do this. Don't do this. You don't follow adults around. Can I hear amen? I'm not a babysitter. You should learn to have fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You should be grown up and be matured. The Bible says, if you are dead by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You should grow up and hear the voice of God and let the Spirit of God guide you daily in your life. That's what it should be. You should grow up. It's only babies that we need babysitters for, because they put their hands in something. Can all of you, somebody find babysitter for you. We should learn to go to God and say, open my what? Eyes of understanding. We preach Christ crucified. That's why we preach here. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It will set you free from bondage of sin, set you free from bondage of Satan, set you free from shame. The Bible said to the church, you must rightly divide the word if you don't want to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word. A man approved of God is a man that divides the word. The word is not sin. The word is Christ. Praise the Lord. Come on, I say praise the Lord. You'll be hearing the teaching here. Haven't you seen your life changing? Is it not Eddie was talking here and saying, I'm changing. I'm changing. Why? Because the Bible says, as you behold him, the Holy Spirit what? Transforms you. Not beholding him. Don't behold sin and change. You behold Christ and change. You are like what you look at. As you behold him, beholding his sweat as in a mirror, then the Spirit of God changes you into the same image. That's what we do here. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Come on, I said praise the Lord. And his image is love. Your heart becomes tender, becomes loving, becomes compassionate, becomes, and the Bible says love does not do evil. Paul said, I'm constrained by the love of God. Not constrained by the laws of Moses. Constrained by the love of God. For God is love. When God constrains you, he constrains you by his love. It's only when you do things with love that you do it willingly and do it with your heart. If you do it by the law, you won't do it willingly. And when your pastor is not around, you will do it. Because your heart is not there. Only love locks your heart into something. And you do it, whether people are looking or... So the Holy Spirit is here to reveal to us the things that Christ accomplished. We must know them. We must believe them. So he will make it manifest in our lives. The Christian life is not a struggle. The Christian life is a reality. It is lived by the power of God. Those that trust in him shall not be put to shame. Not even in 2017. Let's rise up.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.